Stanton, you and Jesse, you were talking about the material that that Jesse Marcel was looking at. I'd let you, Stan, pick it up from there.
Well, he described it to me as being stuff he had never seen before, and he was familiar with rockets and all these other things. And I hear people saying that, you know, this is all made up, it's a fictional account. Be wary of the noisy negativists is all I can say. Jesse was familiar with airplanes and, you know, rivets and wires and the other things you find on airplanes and little tags that say made in Oshkosh and stuff like that. The same goes for Jesse Jr. Now, he's flown airplanes. And so the material was quite extraordinary. It wasn't just standard stuff that we have today. The memory medal, Jesse in our first conversation told how one of his people took a hunk of metal that was there and put one end on a rock and the other end on the ground and hit it with a sledgehammer and didn't make a dent in it. And it was extraordinarily lightweight. It would have been nice if we had that kind of stuff. We still don't have it for building airplanes out.
No, not at all. When your father brought the material home, Jesse,
yes.
How did he do it? Was it in a box, a crate, or did he just bring it in?
It's in cardboard boxes, and this was in the back seat of our 1942 Buick, and they had brought it in the house and just spread the stuff out on the floor. As a matter of fact, the box wasn't entirely empty. There's still some debris inside of it, but I think he just took the representative portions out and spread out there so we could take a look at it and see what this was. But Stan's right. This did not come from any kind of known aircraft that I've ever seen. And I'm sure my dad either. And
we need to stress here that one of the reasons that Jesse and Sheridan Cabot went out there is because the rancher let them know that there was loads of stuff out there. He only brought in a little to town in his small pickup truck. And I mention this because some of the terrible documentaries of the last several months make it look like there was just a little pile of stuff in Area 20 feet square. Even the cover-up article on July 9th said it covered an area 200 yards in diameter. And that ain't no mogul balloon, man.
No, not at all. And was the farmer, Brazel, was he cooperative?
Well, he was... The kicker was here. He'd found this stuff. The ranch was out in the middle of nowhere. There's no road there. And he had shown the neighbors, and he went into town on Saturday the 5th into the town of Corona to do his standard shopping. Now, remember, he didn't have a telephone. He didn't have electricity. He didn't get a newspaper. He hadn't heard about flying saucers. But when he was at the Wade's General Store in Corona, that's when he heard about those things. And also there have been articles that those people had seen about there was a reward for flying saucers. And they suggested he go into the sheriff in Roswell, see if he could collect the reward. I've got the articles, a couple thousand bucks, which is a lot of money back then. And so he was cooperative. He went to the sheriff's office. The sheriff called the base, talked to Jesse. Jesse came out and looked at this weird stuff. And the reason Colonel Blanchard told Jesse to go out there, they had to follow the rancher out there, he and Cabot in their separate vehicles, because there's no way, they didn't have GPS back then. There's no way to say, here are the coordinates to see what you can see. They had to follow him out there, much of it cross-country, to get to the stuff. So he was cooperative. He gave them a can of beans, Jesse told me that in our first conversation. They stayed overnight in their sleeping bag. He took them to the debris field the next day. And Jesse's pondering this whole scene. They came back, and would you know that the government went out and grabbed the rancher and brought him back while Jesse was off to Fort Worth, Texas? They kept the rancher and fed him a new story about dates and what the stuff was like. And the Air Force mentions part of that story in their two terrible reports, but they don't give the straight scoop about anything. It was a sad tale of government cover-up.
Do we know, Jesse, how many trucks showed up to take the debris away? Did your dad ever mention that?
No, he didn't mention how much there was there. Although he did, like Stan was saying, cover a considerable area. And certainly it was a lot more than the small representative part of the debris that he brought home. So there's a lot of it.
Is it possible he did see the aliens but was so shocked, maybe so overcome, he didn't want to tell anybody, at least any of the family members?
Well, that's certainly possible. I know he was pretty closed mouth about this because he was very definite about not talking about it anymore. And it's certainly possible he could have seen something like that. But, again, he didn't mention it to me nor Stan. So, I just don't know.
Remember, Stan, he was a dutiful military officer who
yes.
was in intelligence work. Keeping your lips closed was an important part of that job.
Yes.
I'm very interested, Jesse, in the beam that you looked at when you were a child. Did it look like it was broken off, or did it look intact?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to think about that. It was about 12 to 18 inches long, and it had like an I-beam configuration, and it was, I guess about 3/8 of an inch in cross-sectional diameter. I don't recall whether the ends were fractured or whether they were clean cut. I really just don't remember that.
Did it look like a handle? If you had to try to put it into some kind of other object, what might it fit into?
Well, no, who knows where it came from, but it was a metallic beam and 12 to 18 inches long with the symbols written along the inner surface of this of the beam there. So who knows what it was for. Yeah,
it could have held equipment in place.
Right, Jeff?
I'm sorry?
It was straight.
Yes. Oh, yes, it was straight. It was not bent or damaged.
And just with the inscriptions, didn't have screw holes in it or anything like that?
No. They were solid figures, and I do recall one distinctly because I could attach it to a familiar object. There was a ball over a truncated pyramid, and I remember that because it looked like a seal balancing a ball on its nose.
Now, that's incredible. A ball.
You're in the book, right, Jeff?
Yep.
Yes, it is in the book.
A ball over a truncated pyramid.
Yes.
And, I don't know. Maybe we're going to find out who built the pyramid, Stan, once and for all.
Why not?
It could have said something like, do not flush in zero gravity, for all I knew, but who knows.
How long did you stay in Roswell, Jesse? Forever, right?
Well, we moved back to Washington, D.C. My dad was stationed in Washington, not at the Pentagon, but at an office in town there in 1948 or 49, somewhere in that time frame.